Western producer, our home should offer us menus that are simple, home decor that is nurturing and time to pamper ourselves and others who are important to us. The holidays remind us about showing gratitude. This can be done through preparing and sharing food, sitting down for a visit over a beverage, giving a homemade gift, sending a card or photograph or something as impromptu as a phone call. These gestures can make holiday wishes come true. Holiday entertaining often means casual food grazing. I for one do not like spending hours in the kitchen preparing food, and I often turn to store-bought offerings, especially when it comes to appetizers and snacks. A food tray or charcuterie board can hit the spot and can be fun to put together, allowing people to choose their own snack options. Along with the crackers, meat, cheese, raw fruits and vegetables, nuts and pickles, we have recently loved the Borsen cranberry pepper cheese dip. It's especially good with Crunchmaster multigrain crackers, which are gluten-free and have a sesame flair, but use your own favorite cracker to accentuate this great dip. For an alternative drink, offer a shot of kombucha, which offers live cultures to promote a healthy gut as well as a refreshing taste. Remember, just like good scotch, drinking this is an acquired taste. Tested just for you, my favorites are the Kirkland Lemon and Ginger, the Co-op Gold Raspberry and the Rise Hibiscus and Rose Hips. Cranberry roast chicken. This dish allows the cook to enjoy easy preparation and cleanup while gaining optimum time with the holiday guests. 0.6 boneless, or bone-in, back-attached, chicken breasts, thawed 61 jellied cranberry sauce, or 1c. 250 milliliters of homemade sauce. See recipe below, 348 milliliters 1c. French salad dressing, see recipe below, 250 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Paprika 5 ml salt and pepper to taste fresh parsley, optional. Place the chicken in a baking dish. In a small mixing bowl, combine the cranberry sauce, salad dressing, paprika and seasoning. Pour over the chicken and cover the baking dish. Preheat the oven to 350°F, 180°C. Roast the chicken for approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes until the sauce is bubbling and the chicken is lightly browned. Sprinkle with fresh chopped parsley and enjoy with baked rice or mashed potatoes, and greens or fresh cut veggies with your favorite dip. Serve 6. Cranberry sauce 4c. Cranberries fresh or frozen 1 L 3/4 c. Water 175 milliliters 1/4 c. Fresh orange juice 60 milliliters 3/4 c. Brown sugar 175 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Orange zest 5 milliliters 1/2 teaspoon. Vanilla 2 ml. Prepare and measure the orange juice. Set aside. Rinse the cranberries in a colander and measure out 1/2 c. 125 milliliters to use later. In a saucepan, combine the remaining cranberries, water, orange juice and sugar. Place on medium heat and stir until the mix is gently bubbling. Once simmering, reduce the heat to medium, low. Stir occasionally and cook until the liquid has reduced and cranberries have burst and thickened, approximately 10 minutes. Remove from the heat and stir in the set aside 1/2 c, 125 milliliters of cranberries, orange zest and vanilla. The sauce will thicken as it cools down. French dressing. To make your own dressing, combine 1 c, 250 milliliters oil, such as canola or olive, 1/4 c, 60 milliliters brown sugar, 1/4 c, 60 milliliters vinegar, 1/2 circa 125 milliliters ketchup, 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters minced garlic or garlic seasoning, and 2 teaspoon, 10 milliliters onion powder in a jar. Cover, shake until well combined. Taste the dressing and add salt and pepper if needed. Store chilled until ready to use. Source: www.lacremedelacreme.com. Note: if you want to make your own cranberry sauce and French dressing, it is best to prepare ahead of time. Make the menu a complete oven meal by roasting the rice with the chicken. 0.2c. Converted rice 500 ml 4c. Hot water 1 L 2 tablespoon butter 30 ml 1 teaspoon. Salt 5 ml. Combine the rice, water, butter and salt and place in a greased casserole. Remember to use quite a large dish as the rice will expand as it cooks. Stir well and bake covered at 350°F, 180°C, for 45 minutes or until light and fluffy. Serve 6. Apple green salad. Add a fresh side dish to boost fiber, nutrition and presentation. 0.6c. Salad greens such as lettuce blends and spinach 1. 5L1 red apple 11 green apple 11C. Walnuts chopped 250 milliliters, optional if there are allergy concerns, 1/3 C. Crumbled feta cheese 80 milliliters 1/3 C. Dried cranberries 80 ml dressing 1 C. Apple juice 250 milliliters 1/4 C. Apple cider vinegar, white vinegar can be substituted, 60 milliliters 2 tablespoon honey 30 milliliters half a teaspoon. Salt 2 milliliters 1/4 of a teaspoon. Black pepper 1 milliliter 1/4 C. Oil 60 ml toss lettuce, apples, walnuts, feta, and cranberries together in a large bowl. Whisk together all dressing ingredients. Toss with salad immediately before serving. Note: when you chop the apples, drizzle with some lemon juice to deter browning. You could substitute any kind of shredded cheese of your choice for the feta. Mini no-bake cheesecakes with cherry topping individually served desserts are so easy to prepare ahead of time. They're easily served when away from the table, perhaps while enjoying evening company in the living room, served with an evening coffee or tea. Crust 1 1/4 C. Graham cracker crumbs 300 milliliters 1/4 C. Butter or margarine, melted 60 ml filling 1 softened cream cheese block 8 ounces, 250 grams 1/2 C. To 3/4 C. Sugar, personal taste, 125 to 175 milliliters 1 tablespoon lemon juice 15 milliliters 1 C. Whipping cream, 2 C. 500 milliliters once whipped, 250 ml topping 1 can cherry pie filling 540 ml mix together the graham crumbs and melted butter. Press gently into the bottom of small dessert cups, small jars or glasses. Set aside. In a mixing bowl, beat the whipping cream until stiff. Then in a separate bowl, beat the cream cheese, sugar and lemon juice together until smooth. Gently fold in prepared whipped cream into the cream cheese mixture until well combined. Begin layering in cups. Graham crackers, cheesecake filling, and cherry pie filling, repeat once. Refrigerate for 2 to 3 hours or until firm. Chill until ready to serve. Make 6 large or 8 small glasses or jars. Raspberry lemon muffins. Muffins are great to have on hand, and are sure to please. 2 1/4 C. All-purpose flour 560 milliliters 2 teaspoons. Baking powder 10 milliliters half a teaspoon. Baking soda 2 milliliters half a teaspoon. Salt 2 milliliters 1 C. Sugar 250 milliliters 1/2 C. Oil 125 milliliters 1 C. Greek yogurt or sour cream 250 milliliters 2 large eggs 21 teaspoons. Vanilla 5 milliliters 1 tablespoon lemon juice plus zest of 1 lemon 15 milliliters 1 1/2 C. Fresh or frozen raspberries 375 ml. Preheat the oven to 375°F, 190°C, and prepare the muffin pan. In a large bowl, combine the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Whisk and set aside. In a medium bowl, combine the sugar, oil, yogurt, or sour cream, eggs, vanilla, lemon juice, and lemon zest. Continue to whisk until the sugar dissolves. Pour the wet mixture into the dry mixture and fold until just combined. Do not overmix. Fold in the raspberries. Divide the muffin batter into the muffin pans and bake for 18 to 22 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the muffin comes out clean with just a few crumbs. Let muffins cool in the pan for 10 minutes before removing to a cooling rack. Makes 12 to 15 muffins. Notes: allow the yogurt and eggs to get to room temperature before preparation. Source: adapted from www.littlespicejar.com. Rolled sugar cookies. What is Christmas without cutout cookies? One of the first things I did with my kids in the kitchen. The whole family can get involved with the preparation and decorating. Great to gift, and one of Santa's favorites. Looking back, I sometimes dreaded cookie day, but every minute was worth it and provided great memories. My daughter likes to decorate the buttercream icing by sketching with a toothpick. There is art on each cookie. 1 1/2 C. Butter, softened 375 milliliters 2 C. Sugar 500 milliliters 4 eggs 41 teaspoons. Vanilla 5 milliliters 5 C. Flour 1.25 L 2 teaspoons. Baking powder 10 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Salt 5 ml in a mixing bowl. Cream the butter and sugar. Beat in the eggs and vanilla. In a separate bowl, combine the flour, baking powder and salt. Gradually add the dry mix to the creamed mix until well combined. Wrap or cover the dough and chill for 1 hour in the refrigerator. Preheat oven to 400°F, 200°C, on a well-floured surface. Roll out to desired thickness, about 1/4 inch or 0.5 centimeters thick, like a pie crust. Cut out shapes and gently lift and place on a lightly greased cookie sheet. Our cookies were about 3 inches round. Smaller sizes would need less baking time. Bake for 6 to 8 minutes, depending on the size of the cutter. The cookie should be light in color with ever so slightly browned edges. Cool and decorate. Choose from sprinkles, candies and icing. Makes about 4 dozen cookies. Buttercream icing 2c. Icing sugar 500 ml 2.5 tablespoons cream 37 ml 1/4 c. Butter 60 ml 1 teaspoon. Vanilla 5 ml in a saucepan, over medium heat, heat cream and butter until butter is melted. Stir in the vanilla and confectioner's sugar. Remove from heat, and beat with an electric mixer until thick and smooth. Note: we made this icing without heating, it was just less smooth. Yield: 2.5 c. 625 ml. What could boost your holiday wellness? The gift of hydration. What more do we need at this time of year? We drink water, eat foods that have a high water content, but why not use a topical lotion that is filled with healthy ingredients to soothe that winter skin? Eminence Mangosteen Body Lotion, with no harmful ingredients and a refreshing scent, has been an all-natural game-changer at our house. It is available at salons or online. If you like scent-free, similar products are the Eucerin or CeraVe body creams and lotions. Team with a natural lip balm such as Eos or Drunk Elephant Lip Balm and you have a great skincare gift basket or stocking stuffer. Available at most drugstores, at some grocery stores and online. Last but not least, give a gift that allows households to eliminate some of our plastic waste. Try out the new Nellie's Dish Butter, Forever Brush and Swedish Dishcloths. Beautify the countertops with the packaging and get clean. Available at www.nellysclean.ca. Also available at some health food and drug stores. I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he handles these three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas tree lights. Maya Angelou. Jody Mirosavsky is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com.